of Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Reverend Fathers, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, Yeshua the Messiah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. And Lord, you're good and your mercy endure forever. I thank you and I bless you and I praise and I magnify your name, Lord, because you're good. You are my God. You are my Savior. You are our Redeemer. And Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. And Lord, I thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. I thank you that the power of sin has been broken. I thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, I thank you and I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor because, Lord, you're great and you're greatly to be praised. We thank you for your long suffering today. And Lord, we shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to your name, Lord. And Lord, we bless you and we praise your name because you're good. And you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of honor. Lord, I thank you for your mercy. God, thank you for your mercy. And Lord, I thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, our ally, our counselor. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for the healing power, the healing anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for healing ulcers. I thank you for stomach ulcers being healed right now. In the name of Yeshua, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for healing sciatic nerve pain being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you, Lord God, for arthritis of the knees being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for tendonitis and arthritis in the shoulders and the elbow being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for that. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Father, I thank you for opening doors and promotions coming forth and manifesting in the lives of your people. And God, I thank you for great testimonies coming forth. God, I thank you for releasing miracles into the lives of your people. To my radio listeners, those that have been faithful, those that have prayed for me, God, I ask that you would bless them with a special blessing this week. Lord, let a special blessing manifest this week and they know that it came from you in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord, here I am. Have your way. Have your way in this teaching today, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you would take authority and that the strong man would be bound over this area and this region, the mind control, perversion, witchcraft. In the name of Yeshua, let it be bound. In the name of Yeshua, and send your angels atop of the thrones of the strong men in this area, Lord God. And God, let people's hearts and minds be open to hear and to receive the gospel in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. And as always, I am grateful and thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to be on the airways with you to the first time. Listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something I say, pray, get on your knees, seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. Saints, we're living in the last days. The return of Yeshua, the Messiah, is imminent. We got to get in a place and be in a relationship with him. Continue to press our way in. Continue to have a hunger and a desire to serve and to see God's face. Because God, it's all about knowing him and being in a relationship with him. there's so much work that needs to be done. There are so many people's souls that are hanging in the balance. People are dying and perishing without Christ. People are dying in backslidden conditions. And God is looking for some people, and God has placed us strategically in various places, in our workplaces, in our businesses, in our communities, in our churches, to do a work. We have a divine purpose. We have a reason, you know, to be alive today at this time and at this juncture. You know, a lot of times I look and I read in the scriptures, and I see how everybody was born at the appointed time that they needed to be born. And then God had a purpose for them to be used at his appointed time. Jesus even said at the appointed time, when the fullness of time will come, Yeshua, Jesus was born. You see, we're on God's time clock and not ours. We get frustrated and disappointed because, you know, we know that God is able to move. I'm the number one person that has this issue.
But, you know, I have to realize and I have to settle myself down and say, you know what, God has an appointed time for all things. And we have to rest assured that God knows what's best. You know, a lot of times when we prayed and we've asked God specific things, and you know, one thing the Lord spoke to me, he says the delay is not a denial. You know, God works through circumstances and people, and sometimes the people are not going to cooperate. They're not going to do what they need to do. But God always has a plan B and a C and a D. But it's amazing that God gives individuals opportunities to do the right thing and to make the right decisions. That's the mercy of God. That even when we mess up and even when we fail him and miss the mark, God is a forgiving God. We're in this series, The Conflict, The Temptation, and we're talking about spiritual warfare. How the enemy comes and he will have conversations and how he will try to jam you up and get you in a place, in a position to where he can cause you to break your fellowship with the Lord God Almighty, because that's his ultimate strategy. How can I get them to break their fellowship with God? What can I do to make their life a living hell to where they will stop serving God? And that's what he does. And so just realizing the fact that we have to be able to take a stand for him. And know that when the pressure is coming, we know that it is a spiritual warfare. Saints, you are involved in a spiritual warfare. And when pressure is coming, the enemy is the one bringing the pressure. And when you are feeling like you can't go on, that is the enemy working through mind control to overwhelm you to the point to where you feel the pressure to where you just want to quit. You no longer want to serve God. Some people even want to stop living, and then they buy into that to where the enemy starts telling people that they're better off dead, and that is a lie from the pit of hell. Anytime you hear any voice, any suggestion saying that you are better off dead is a lie from the pit of hell, and you need to renounce that in the name of Yeshua and tell the devil, I will not die. I will live and declare the works of the Lord. You will not steal my life. You bind that spirit of suicide and self-hurt and self-harm, and you command it to go in the name of Yeshua. You tell it to shut up and to get away from you. You break the generational curse of suicide in your life and in your family. You break it. You break it. The premature death, you break it. Because the enemy wants to steal your soul, which is what he wants to do. He wants to break your fellowship with God. And we were in Daniel chapter 3. Let's go there. In Daniel chapter 3, talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we were talking also about how, saints, I want you to change your view on how you look at the scripture from the perspective of how it relates to us today. When you see these things that happened and occurred in the Old Testament, these were policies. These were things that were being implemented by the rulers, and the people had to adhere to them because of the policies. When you look and see what is happening in America, why do we need revival in America? Just look and see what they're trying to do. Look and see what they're doing. And you tell me if it's in God's will, is it according to God's word? Or is it against God's word? All of the things that have become major issues. The marriage, family, gender identity issues. Abortion, which is murder. hostility towards Israel. Just look and see. And we were talking about how these consequences, when you co-sign to these things, it affects us as a whole. And we're going to get into more scripture about that hopefully today. And realizing that when Nebuchadnezzar set up this image, this was a policy. Look at it from this as a policy. So for now, when you go say, okay, Pastor D, Dr. D, you're right. Okay. Everybody, when they heard the sound of this music, had to bow down and worship this golden image, which is idolatry. We have all types of images that are erected. They're not actually physically, but there are policies and things that are gods that people bow down and worship. And if you don't buy into it, and people know that you don't buy into it, here in the United States, you're just going to be talked about. You're going to be called names, you know. You know, your employment might be taken away, you know, and You know, you may be ostracized, where in other countries people are being murdered and tortured for taking a stand for Christ and refusing to bow down. This is a big one here. This is something that has not, you know, you do not hear preachers teaching about idol worship, idolatry. That's the one thing that just sets God off. And that's what kept getting Israel in trouble with God, was their bowing down to graven images and idols. And here, evidently, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they understood this very, very well, because, and you heard me say this last week, you're being watched. When you profess to be a believer, when people find out, when Satan's children, yeah, he got his chariot, when they find out that you are a believer in Christ, they're going to watch you, and they're going to try to find some type of fault, something. There's something they're going to find. So they're going to look for something. They're going to see if there's a chink in your armor. And as soon as they find it, they're coming for you. And as soon as they see that you're not walking in lockstep with their agenda, they're coming for you. But when you know that you serve the Almighty God, you win. And that's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they knew the God that they were serving, because they said, oh, man, those of you that weren't here, I'm not going to read it, but we're going to go. We're going to start down here in verse number 9. And let's see what saith the scripture. That's why we call this program Straight From His Word. It says, and wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. And they spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree, a policy, that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whosoever falleth not down and worship, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded you. They serve not your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and his fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not you serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I've set up? He said, okay, I'm going to give you a shot. I'm going to see, are you going to choose? Now, if you be ready that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? You see, that's when he messed up right there. You heard me say this last week. The enemy always brings people to this place and juncture to where they be saying, who is this God that you are serving? Pharaoh said the same thing. Sennacherib said the same thing. Who is this God? Because see, people set themselves up as little gods and all power and all authority here on earth. And he said, who is this God that shall deliver you out of my hands? You see, I keep telling people, Lucifer, Satan, Hallel is a created being. You serve the one and only true and living God. And even in the midst of all of these things, you got to just hold on and say, God, you are my God. I worship you. I serve you. When all hell is breaking loose around me, I say, God, Lord, I'm your servant. I'm your child. I serve you. So, Father God, I need you to fix it. Father God, I need you to show up. As a matter of fact, God, arise from your resting place and scatter the camp of the enemy. That is my go-to prayer. And when I pray like that, all things start to happen. There's smoke in the city, saying things start to turn around. When I say, God, arise from your resting place and scatter the camp of the enemy. Look, when God arises, oh, it's over. It's a wrap. Oh, my gosh. But look at this. You see, I just love reading the word. You see, you know, you can, the word of God is alive. You, it doesn't have to be just a bunch of words on a piece of paper. And then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. He said, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. They said, you know what? The God that we serve, we know that he's able. He says, but if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. So the enemy brings charges and accusations against us. The Bible says it's accused of the brethren. He accuses night and day before the Lord. So these were the accusations. These were the charges. These were the allegations. And he was like, you know what? We know that he's able. And they said, even in death, we're being delivered from your hand, because we are not going to transgress God's word to satisfy you. That's not going to happen. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was to be heated. You see, the enemy will bring pressure after pressure after pressure. Saints, when you begin to feel pressure, know that it's a part of the invisible spiritual warfare that is taking place. This is when you got to recognize, when you just feel like, God, I'm about to break. I'm about to break. Know that that's demonic pressure that is coming. And the enemy is trying to break you. He's trying to get you to the place to where you will deny Christ. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats and their hosen and their hats and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Saints, I cannot, we've had believers that have been experienced stuff like this. Their faith in God had to be mighty strong. We can't take being talked about. The fire, painful death and agony. Enemy bound him up and was going to throw him into the fire. Look at this visual image, saints. You listen straight from his word. It said, then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Woo! The instruments that were used will be devoured, because God is fighting the battle even at the juncture, at the opening of the furnace. They will get theirs as you stand for him in righteousness. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace, which is basically a tormenting death. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished. He was shocked and rose up in haste, and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo. Yes, Lord, somebody ought to be getting your breakthrough right now. I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Woo! Man, can you imagine shaking up the enemy's kingdom, God arising from his resting place? God protecting them and shielding them from divine hurt and harm in the midst of a fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and he spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Uh-oh. He changed. Oh, wait a minute. His tuning changed now, saints. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God. You servants of the Most High God. You servants of the Most High God, come forth and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth in the midst of the fire, and the princes, governors, and the captains, and the king's counselors being gathered together saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power. Whew. Saints, when God issues a decree, a divine decree, nothing can touch you. Fire has to stand down. Nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed. When God covers you and God is protecting you, nothing, there is no sign. There is a place where God, it says, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When the shadow of the Almighty covers you, nothing that the enemy is trying to do can touch you. Get that in your spirit. That's why he says in Luke 10:19, when they went about casting out devils and demons and they came back rejoicing, said, Lord, Lord, even the devils are something. He said, rejoice. He said, that's supposed to be the norm. He says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. A lot of times when the enemy is bringing, he's bringing symptoms. He's bringing things that will cause you to feel like you're being hurt. And he brings you into that place where he said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Back up, devil. No. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded it by that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the midst. You see, when you come out of the fire, when God brings you out, he promotes you and puts you in a higher position of status and authority. This is the God that we serve. You see, there was a revival taking place right here, because all of a sudden, the man that says, who is this God? Oh, God revealed to who he was and how powerful that he was. And he changed this man's thought on who the God of the Bible is. Because we serve the living God. When he sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to redeem us and to break the power of sin, and that our sins would be forgiven. We serve the one true and only living God. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves you into blessings financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts will be hearing to receive the gospel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And as you do so, God will bless you. You know that Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, Lord, return imminent. Pray for God to send revival. Pray for God to bring down the high places and people's hearts will be open to hear, to receive the gospel. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Yeshua is Lord. His return imminent.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington, 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.